Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Am I speaking to Terry?
Nope, you got the wrong number.
Okay, well, you can still help me out. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chance 50, or will you not vote?
I'm gonna vote
Would that be
100%.
definitely? Okay, thank you. May I know what is your age?
40.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
The Republicans are the only ones who like this country.
Okay. Will that be a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Disagree.
Okay, do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Horrible job.
All right, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here are the choices: protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K through 12 grade education, protecting the straightening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, conveying threats of our democracy, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, climate change, and protecting the environment.
Border security and law and order.
I'm sorry, what would be the second one?
Law and order, getting the country back in control and actually making shit illegal again.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not have any feelings in particularly, like warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. What are your feelings, or how would you rate your feelings towards Joe Ken?
100.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
One.
Dave Reichert?
Not, I don't know who it is.
Okay. Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
One.
Bob Ferguson?
One.
Ferguson? Okay. Donald Trump?
100.
Democrats in Congress?
One.
Republicans in Congress?
80.
Thank you. if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
I appreciate it. And if the election for Congress in the Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote Republican Joe Kahn or Democrat Mary Glusinkan Paris?
Joe Kahn.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glusinkan Paris, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, not chance at all, that you will be supporting her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important is that to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that is important at all, 5 if you think that is somewhat important, or 10 if you think that is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. First quality or attribute is a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
A leader who is a warhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on their reproductive rights, like abortion, contraception, and IVF?
0.
Okay. A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right?
0.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
10.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusinkan Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement...